Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Case File 14. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
Pretty lonely studio this week, just you and I. Have we ever done one just you and I?
I think we did one. I think one. It was Case File 2. That was where we talked about
an absolute train wreck.
Pretty much.
We got a little bit of news. It is now official. Your studio, the new studio, is going to begin construction next month.
Yes. I'm giving a 60% yes.
60% yes. That's better.
Every day gets a little closer.
Sweet.
Fucking banks. Tell you what.
Oh.
Trying to get that money. Anyways.
That sucks. So should we get right into, do we have any other news? Oh man, people keep bugging us on
man,
10 days off and oh my God.
We don't hear the end of it. We try.
Yeah, we're busy. We're busy looking stuff up. What happens when we try to rush one is you get a podcast like tonight.
You complain and this is what we give you.
This is what we give you. We do have some good ones. we have some good podcasts coming up. This one aside, we're going to be talking about the Bermuda Triangle with our Southeast Asian alien correspondent, Dan, coming up soon. Maybe this weekend. We'll see.
Try this weekend.
It's a tough schedule to get us all together. I know Mr. Conspiracy was in town. He's left town, but he has some stuff. So I think he's back in a week and a half.
Mr. Conspiracy works somewhere where, for some reason, he can't get any phone calls or Skype, or he just refuses to do anything.
He's living in Langley right now, and it's a big city, and he just refuses to answer his phone or go on Skype. We're like, oh, Skype under the show. He's like, nah, I can't use Skype where I'm at. Like,
where are you?
What does that mean? Oh man, you just don't know. It's like, oh whoa, oh man, maybe he's working at Underground Base.
Whoa.
He'd tell us.
He's working at Brandon Mines.
Not a chance. He'd tell us. He'd spill the beans so fast.
He could not keep a secret.
No, he'd be assassinated instantly.
He'd be the first one to go.
But he was like so excited. He wanted to spill the beans on a bunch of stuff he's been looking up. So maybe that in a week and a half, 2 weeks, we'll get him back on. Andrew wants to come back on. He loves doing the podcast with us.
I love having Andrew on.
Yeah, he's great. He's a good guest. He wants something. He likes the ones where people have died. So he said, find him a conspiracy where people have died. So if you got any conspiracies where people die, Andrew wants in on that. So we'll start planning one for that. And as always, 6 episodes away from our big 20th episode where we're going to tackle the Hollow Earth theory.
I like how we've been saying this for 4 episodes.
Yeah, we're going to pump it up, man. It's probably going to be a two-parter, I imagine.
It might be.
It's starting to gear up. I've been doing more and more research on it, and I always want to talk to you about it, but at the same time, I
kind of want to save it.
Yeah, we have lots of fans who have been emailing us. What's that one girl's name? Lindsay?
I don't know.
Lindsay Forsythe.
Sorry.
Should I look it up real quick? Anyways, some fans want to come on. They've got some theories, so we're gonna have tons of fans on to discuss it. We're gonna have every single one of our correspondents come, get their take on it. We're gonna hit this thing from all angles. Maybe we're trying to get someone who's a little more knowledgeable on the subject to come on.
A second Dan,
but like a Dan maybe with his own web page or something with that. Something
a little more credible than
than just the
alien theorists.
So we're working on that. No promises. We'll see. It's only 20 episodes in. We don't have much pull yet. Okay, so let's get right into it. What should we start? Oh, space news.
No space news?
Well, there was some auroras a couple nights ago. It's February.
You just like to say auroras every time.
Auroras, I do. It's one of my favorite words.
That's a good word.
There was the solar eclipse or something March 9th. It's March 10th now, so we missed that. So if you missed it, if you didn't look up in the sky and you didn't like... and you're blaming me because you missed it. You know, look, you got to do some research on your own, pal.
When was it?
March 9th.
Where? Because usually solar eclipses are only certain parts of the world.
I don't remember. It didn't pertain to tonight's space news, so I dropped it as soon as I was like, "Ah, damn it!"
Okay,
missed it.
If you were in the solar, if you're listening to this and you were in this solar eclipse and you took a picture,
yeah, send it to us.
We'd love to see it.
Yeah, of course.
I've never been in one that I can remember.
A solar? Which one's a solar? Is that where the sun's in the sky and then the moon?
I think that's where the moon blocks out the sun on a certain spot of the Earth.
I think I have seen one when I was young, like 12. I kind of recall.
But you didn't get any superpowers?
No. Not that time.
Not that time?
No. But I was young, probably pre-pubescent, so maybe the next one.
It's supposed to spawn in puberty, so...
Ah, damn it. Missed my chance. Yeah. I'm a late bloomer.
27 years late.
Yeah. That was...
I got space news.
Hold on, I forgot. Finish my space news.
You told me
even though there's
space
a low
news.
Chance of auroras with the equinox coming up, this is aurora season. So even though there's none planned for or it's not planned.
What? Aurora season?
Yeah, they say it's like auroras seem to pop up on the equinoxes more than any other time of the year.
Would.
Yeah, so keep your eyes peeled. You can check. There's tons of sites where you can find out.
Why at the equinox?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I didn't really do some research.
I thought they had something to do with CMEs.
Yeah, they do. But
just the angle?
I just think it's one of those things where it's just like, historically, there's more around the equinox than... that's just what I read, man. This is my space news.
Fucking grilling,
me? Oh, what's your space news?
Just thickening up your skin. Clouds on Pluto. You ever heard of this?
No.
This is a recent image. I think it was March 3rd. It's from the New Horizons. What do you call them?
Satellite?
Satellite? Or is it a...
Probe? I don't know.
Space Explorer. The New Horizons Space Explorer. Has taken pictures on the surface of Pluto that seems to show some type of cloud.
So does that mean atmosphere?
So some type of atmosphere, probably of like methane. It says methane, acetylene, ethylene, and ethane. It just sounds like it's just going to explode.
Yeah, so we're not going there.
So we're not going there.
Yeah, so...
But it is pretty cool.
Cross Pluto out for habitable zones.
At the same time...
Could be life.
Could be life.
You know, life has a tendency to find a way. So.
Oh.
You set me up so good for that.
I did. Didn't even plan it.
So should we get right into this, what we're going to talk about today? Should we get right into the Art Bell radio talk show?
I've wanted to talk about that one for a while, so yeah, let's do it.
Okay, so basically the rundown on this one is there's a radio talk show in the States, and do we know the year of this?
I can find it real quick.
I'm sure when we're gonna listen to this clip and then get back, but we'll give you the year and stuff. What happens is,
do you want to put it in the episode? Do they want to listen to it?
Yeah. Oh, should we just put it right in the episode?
Let's put it right in the episode. We'll listen to it live and we'll give you a
okay. Okay, sounds like we're gonna do it right now.
Yeah, we can do it right now.
Okay.
Online, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art.
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Area 51.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
A former employee.
Former employee.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh, man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone. So give us something quick.
Okay. Okay. What we're thinking of as aliens are they're extra dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Discharge.
I started getting...
In some way, something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now.
It's the government, or...
I don't know.
It has to be something, though.
Well, did you hear... Now, you tell me, because you were listening.
That was awful strange.
There was a really weird guy on the air when it went off?
Yeah. Real weird out.
Like, going... Sort of sounding paranoid.
Yeah.
Schizophrenic.
Like crying and everything.
Yeah. And how far into the conversation was it when it went off?
Just a couple, about 15, 20 seconds.
You could probably cut it there.
Oh, you guys missed a call then, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear it.
Yeah. Because it was really strange. All of a sudden, I'm hearing Mark Furman.
Oh, man. That's, every time I hear that, it's such a weird call. Like,
I haven't heard that in a long time,
me
actually.
Me neither. It's been a couple of years since I've listened to that now. Right away, I go to the thing. Like, I've heard another call where someone calls in claiming to be that guy saying it's a hoax. But man, there's certain words he says, and they sound like he's in such duress. Like when he says, like, when Art Bell's there, like, he's like, well, give us something quick. And he's like, okay. Like, you just, like, to me, that's such a hard...
He has, like, the raw emotion in his
voice. Yeah, it's just such a hard thing to fake and act, like, especially for a prank, and he doesn't really slip in it, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't slip in the prank at all, if that is.
If nothing else, it's a triple A acting performance.
Yeah, but then the other thing is, their studio gets knocked, power gets knocked out, so then it's like, okay, if that's a hoax... He's never said it's a hoax. So then it's like, someone out there, a group that like had the capabilities to shut down the power? They're like, oh, this will be good. They had a friend who was just like a world-class voice actor. You know what I mean? Like that gets pretty deep.
That'd be a world-class prank right there.
Yeah, but then you think eventually you'd take credit for it. And like I've heard the phone call of someone else claiming to be that guy. And like putting on a voice, but it doesn't sound as convincing to me. Let's go over a couple of things he says. So he says we made contact with extra dimensional beings. That's and
there has a red flag.
Yeah, and so first off, this man is terrified of something. People always say like, oh, well, if there is Area 51 and stuff, like why does anyone spill the beans? Like you think someone would spill the beans, but like if you listen to that guy's voice, maybe there's a good reason why people don't spill the beans and we just don't know. Like maybe that guy's probably swimming with the fishes now.
If that was a true call and that was actually he got knocked off the station because of it.
Yeah.
It pulls weight.
Now,
I have heard... I've heard that kind of that theory before, trying to wipe out large populations to easier control. That goes with reptilian agenda.
Oh, it does actually, and it goes with shadow government and stuff. Goes with a couple of the other conspiracies. But my thing is like, control us for what?
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I've thought about that before.
That's where I always like those fall short for me. I'm like, okay, Okay, so you'd want smaller populations to control, but control for what? So you can control more money? Like,
I'd almost think it'd be the opposite. If you were this highly advanced interdimensional being,
you'd want more little slaves. That were using
your human slaves to mine resources and collect wealth and like build shit for you or whatever.
You'd want fucking billions.
Yeah, I want, if there's 7 billion, I want 20 billion.
Yeah. So that one doesn't make sense. Like, I don't understand. Always people say like, oh, they're going to wipe out the population because it's easier to control. We're fucking pretty easy to control right now. So
they do it just through a few networks on television. And
man, they upped the price of gas by 11 cents this week and I almost cried. So they got me, they got us good.
They got us wrapped. It is cool though that even because Art Bell, when he like responds to it, he is like, he's legit weirded out by it.
Yeah, it is. It's a weird call. So he says they're not what they claim to be. That's one of the things he says. They're not what they claim to be.
Man, that leaves so many open endings.
Yeah, because I'm like, well, what did they claim to be in the first place? Like helping us? And then it's like, the thing that weirds me out about that is, okay, so if this is already under wraps and they've met these extra dimensional beings and they've claimed to be something, that's hidden from the public. Like that's already classified. And now he's saying they're not what they say. They're not what they claim to be, which means he knows something
that we
already don't know, that the government doesn't know, but they think they know. Like, so how does he get that? I wonder if it's that just because they've infiltrated Area 51 and that's where they're, you know, doing their work and stuff.
Well, yeah, I think that's part of the reptilian agenda that I don't really know. But
do they say reptilians are extra dimensional?
It's a good question. I always thought reptilians were kind of like the inner earth people, like they lived in the tunnels and
some mole men, man. Everyone knows that. Some mole people.
The mole Tremors?
Yeah.
I watched Tremors the other day.
It's good, man. I love Bill Paxton. Right? He's in that first one, I believe. No, Bacon. No, Bacon. Kevin Bacon.
Yeah. Bacon, yeah.
I think Paxton might be in it too.
Can't remember. I only recognize Kevin Bacon because
he's Kevin Bacon. KB.
Anyways.
Disasters are coming. There are safe areas that they could be. See, now this
is. I think that contradicts itself too.
Yeah. Because he says there's safe areas that we could be, like the government could be sending people to, but they don't want that. So then he's saying that they're not what they claim to be. So he knows they're out to fuck with us. But yet the government knows that and they're safe areas. So then they're working, you know what I mean? Like it doesn't all add up to me, all these statements.
They're trying to kill us, yet they could save us, but they're not.
Yeah, but they don't know.
But the government doesn't know.
But they do know.
But they knew something that we don't know already.
Yeah, it's very, very confused. And there was a point where I write where Art Bell just says discharged. And I wonder if he was about to start talking to him about the discharge from the military when things started getting cut.
I think in the video, if you watch it on YouTube, the video goes black on it and it cuts in and out like 3 or 4 times and then it goes dark.
Yeah.
And it goes dark for like a minute and then the power comes back on. And that's when you hear him say, oh, we're back on power. Backup generators now.
Yeah. And you know what? The weird thing about that is, I will say, like, in the sense of that, because people are like, well, how do they cut that feed and stuff? And I'll like, we have a weird incidents on this podcast all the time. The first time we ever had Dan on, we had no issues with the connection.
And no, we didn't.
And the only time now that we ever have issues in the studio is when we're recording Dan live over the internet.
Yeah, because we have other people. I Skype other people in here, and I never have a problem.
Yeah.
And Dan says something about aliens.
Cesus or aliens. And
any
starts,
type of, yeah. And all of a sudden, it's like.
So, like, you know, that goes to my theory that maybe they have some sort of shackled AI that just monitors.
Yeah, you were saying that, the tethered AI.
Tethered AI that just monitors all things on the internet like that. Because why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? Like, why, like. The military, you think they would, they probably do have something like that. I'm for sure. That's my guess. There's some sort of tethered shackled AI that just monitors all that kind of dialogue, like keywords over the internet.
Okay, let's say all those keywords and see if we get cut off.
Well, we're not live right now on the, like, we're not, I don't think we're feeding online.
I guess.
You know what I mean? Like, so through a Skype call, that could be monitored.
Yeah, I guess it would take some effort to crack everyone's home router and then...
Yeah, and watch that. So I think it's when you're broadcasting like live over the internet, that's when you're susceptible.
Public data pretty much going straight.
Right? So it's like, why couldn't you listen to that? It's fine. They're not doing anything wrong, but you know...
Except they're doing anything wrong by listening to you.
They're fucking up our...
fucking up our feed.
Yeah, they're fucking up our feed. I messaged the CIA and FBI and they didn't respond.
They never responded on Twitter.
No.
I was disappointed.
They didn't confirm nor deny, so...
That's a conspiracy.
Super fucking weird call. If I just don't know what to make of it because he says he's like, I wish it was longer. I wish he could get into more detail.
I wish he really started spilling the beans.
Yeah.
Like really quickly. Like everything gets dropping names. Like this guy, sergeant, this sergeant, that.
Yeah, like
colonel.
Look up these names. This guy. Okay, well, since we've already started talking about the reptilian theory, let's get into the reptilian agenda.
This is more of a new theory for me. I've always heard of the reptilians.
Man, it's crazy because how believed it is. Like, it's one of like the top conspiracies.
I think we've seen something. It's in the top 10 believed conspiracies in the world that government leaders have been infiltrated by lizard people, for pretty much shapeshifters.
Yeah,
maybe hybrid with humans or not. That's up for debate too. But I guess they've infiltrated the highest level of government and military.
And they're
using us as slaves. And I guess according to this guy's call, maybe, and they're going to kill the majority of us.
Yeah, but like when you look up stuff about the reptilian agenda, they kind of always talk about that they're going to control. It's a lot like the shadow government, you know, they're going to call the masses and, oh my God, sorry, I'm making just so much noise. I'm trying to fix my mic. They're going to call the masses to make everything more easily controllable and all this fucking bullshit and stuff. But the thing for me is I watched some more of those videos. You can go on YouTube and stuff and watch videos of apparently the cameras can catch people like reptilians.
The shape-shifting.
Yeah, they shape-shift just real quick. You can't catch it with your human eye. But fuck, they are so fake. Like they are so fake. I didn't watch one where I was just like,
I want to see someone on their iPhone 6S, whatever it is, with the HD camera filming someone and then their eyes shift.
Yes. And oh man, because Mr. Conspiracy has shown me video. He's
obsessed with the lizard people.
He loves the his best friend. You know what? I will say I believe in the reptilians because his best friend is a reptilian.
We've mentioned that numerous times. We've yet to have him on.
I'm going to post a picture of him. And I can say that this is by far the best evidence for me of like a human transforming into a lizard, because that's what he looks like. But like as far as the YouTube videos and stuff, like bollocks.
Like we are open-minded skeptics. Yeah. So we would love there to be lizard people.
I want to believe.
I want to believe there's lizard people
Me
for
too.
Sure.
Fuck, I would love lizard people. I've always wanted a gecko.
I think the lizard people get up to 8 feet tall and they probably just swat you.
Mangle, yeah.
Take your head off.
Man, but I was more in line with the lizard theory, and we watched, getting ready for this episode, we get together once a week or something and watch all sorts of conspiracy videos, and we watched season 3 of Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory, and he talks about the reptilian agenda, and it's hilarious because halfway through the episode, he's just like, oh, you know what? What would we need to kill these things? Yeah, and he just starts shooting guns and it has nothing.
What kind of firepower would we need to bring these fuckers down or something?
And it's like a 5-minute montage of them shooting guns. It has nothing to do with anything they were researching.
Actually, while we're on that topic, what was that guy he interviewed at the end though?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. David Icke, because he's the guy.
He's the supposed expert on the reptilian
agenda. He's like the head, they say, of this theory. And Jesse Ventura talks with him for 5 minutes, and this guy looks like a fucking idiot in this interview. Like, so bad that it totally, like...
It blows every one of his theories just to pieces, the way he responds to these questions.
Yeah, and, man, Jesse Ventura is, like, a pretty brash guy, but he wasn't being rude or anything. He was just
wanted answers.
He was just, like, being hard and being like, I just want some answers. Like, okay, how would you see them? And the guy's like, you need to sit through my 9-hour lecture. He's like, no. Just like, I want to see them. I'm 60. I've never seen one. How would I go about seeing one? And he's like, you got to be open to it. And he's like, no, to answer my question. Like, how would you see it? And the guy gets mad and he starts insulting Jesse and like is so close to answering. Like, you think if you're passionate about the subject and you're studying it, you would want to preach it.
If I had spent 20 years doing this and I had like, I guess I'd found the answers, or like I thought I found the answers, I'd be telling everyone who wanted to listen.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'd be like, here's the facts. Like, this is where you can find this.
All I had to tell Jesse would be like, this is where to start. Talk to this guy. This is your best source. I can tell you they exist. It's up to you to decide for yourself, but I'll point in the right direction. Like,
yeah, I'll get you started. This is what got me started. Here's where my launching point that like made me believe. And this guy was just like, fuck no. And then when Jesse Ventura was like, so is this just all about making money? Like, is this just make money? The guy got so fucking mad. He was like, how dare you? And just took off. And I was like, right away, I was like, oh, like that just fucking sinks my heart, because I'm like, oh, he's just making money off just, oh, is that bug?
Oh my God.
Oh Jesus. We got a giant fucking bug in the studio. It's buzzing. We don't know if it's a bee or a fly.
Some type of flying super beast.
Yeah.
Some type of cryptozoology unknown species.
Yeah,
of
it's buzzing. Insect. Every now and then I hear it. Oh my God.
Anyways,
I'm on edge now.
I'm on edge.
But yeah, if you like, we will do a longer episode on the reptilian agenda when we do more research on it. But right now, honestly, we watched that. We were starting to get information on it, and it really deflated my beliefs.
Yeah, and like watching him. It's all good for him that if you're interested and you have that research, you should make some money and be able to travel.
Yeah, of course. I agree.
But if you have a one-on-one interview with like a huge conspiracy theorist, you think you would take him serious and try and like get some publicity and
fucking,
on the show.
Yeah, because Jesse Ventura fucking loves, like, he would, like, why wouldn't you want him on his show to be like, fuck yeah, this is real, people.
Yeah, it was weird. I mean, you can edit video, so who knows what actually happened behind the scenes, but Jesse Ventura, the way he talks, I listen to his podcasts and I watch his shows, he wants to know.
Yeah.
He always wants to know. Some things he thinks are ridiculous.
Yeah.
But he's still open to him if you were to tell him some interesting information.
Yeah, like fuck it.
You know what? It's our goal on this podcast to get Jesse Ventura onto the show.
Please,
we don't have a lot of followers, but
tweet message him.
Jesse Ventura and just tweet him about our show. Pester him.
Yeah,
want him to come on our show and talk down to us like he would everyone else, because that would be sweet.
Oh, man. What would I love to have him on? I would love to have him on the Hollow Earth episode. We got six episodes to get to.
If he does stuff on Hollow Earth that much, but I know it'd be cool to have him on for something like about HARP.
Oh, HARP would be good. Yeah, he loves that.
Yeah, he's big into that. So yeah, Jesse Ventura, tweet him. We'd love to have him on.
At Jesse Ventura, I believe.
I think it's like Governor. Just search Jesse Ventura. Yeah, it pops right up.
That's my dream guest. That and Karina
Sables, local.
She's impossible to track down.
Can't find her. That's like a porn star name too, Karina Sables. She's not a porn star, but
no. But well,
she could be.
She was probed.
She's the first. She's the original prolapser.
Sorry, Karina, if you're listening to this, we really
please
want
come
you
on the show.
Yeah. Okay, so we've talked about the reptilian agenda. Like, yeah, they say that you can track back all the presidents and stuff. They're all related to like royal families, tracking all the way back to the fucking, what's the Egyptian people? The Anunnaki or whatever?
I don't know.
Is that what it's called? And it, like in ancient Egypt, like the alien people there, you could trace them all back there. But like I said, if you watch Jesse Ventura season 3, episode 1, the reptilian agenda, and Jesse Ventura, like there's some fucking crazy people. There's that one chick who thinks she can transform, and she's just like, I'll transform for you now. I can't.
And then it does a weird zooming out of her eyes, like, yeah. Do you think her eyes change? I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, fuck. And then like that fucking psychic touches her into her home world and she starts fucking speaking in tongues. Like, to me, like, as funny as it was, I would fucking...
That would be cool.
I'd pay money to sit in that room during that fucking interview. Because that's... Because it's hard to say. It's just funny. Like, it comes across as funny when you watch across the TV. But there's no way, like, I would just laugh at someone doing that live. You know what I mean? Like, it's
You never laugh live, no.
Well, no, it's a different atmosphere, right? And you get to see if they actually believe it. Like, the way they play it on the show, I'm just like, bullshit, right? They kind of, like, pawn it off as funny. Because, like, both the hosts are kind of looking at each other weird and shit. So, but if you're a reptilian, if any reptilian listen to our show... you know, fucking
come on, tell your story.
Yeah, tell us your story.
Or if you
message us,
or if you're one of those people who can talk to the reptilians.
Oh yeah,
that we'd like to have you too.
If you know any information about the reptilians that you think we should know, message us. Someone actually, this was months ago now. Someone sent us a video of this woman who claimed to have an encounter with a reptilian, and it's an okay video. It's pretty interesting. But the fact is, she doesn't record anything. It's just her in her car talking about the encounter. So I was just kind of like, as interesting as it was. You know what's actually weird? I do have a weird reptilian story. I work with this guy named Jack. I call him Jack because he's...
Original.
He's jacked.
Oh, I get it.
And he's probably in his 50s. And we were on the roof one time and... I can't remember. We were doing some work and he'd said something weird about aliens. And I was like, oh, you're just one of those reptilians, aren't you, Jack? And he said, how do you know about that? And he gave me a weird, super weird look. And then he kind of like looked at me for a while and then just walked away. But he is a kind of a weird guy and makes weird jokes. So I was kind of like, oh, interesting, Jack.
That's the old like...
Jack, he's pretty tall. He's like 6'2".
It's the old Walter White when caught me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right.
But that's my reptilian story. But anyways, what else were we going to get? We're going to talk about Dolce Base.
We've been looking into the Dolce...
it's a hard one.
This ties in nicely, actually.
It does,
because
yes.
Was it Dolce, New Mexico?
Yeah.
There's this...
Dolce or Dolce?
Dolce? Dolce?
Dolce? Dolce.
Dolce? Let's say Dolce.
Let's say Dolce. If that's not how you say it there, this is the Canadian way to say it.
Dolce.
Dolce. Dolce.
The Dolce base.
Dolce.
Dolce?
The Dolce base.
Anyways, Dolce, New Mexico, there's this like kind of like mound in the mountains kind of. And there's this power line that it's like a 50,000 volt line, one of those big overhead lines that disappears like pretty much into this mountain and doesn't go over top.
And doesn't come out again.
Come out again. And we watched a couple of interviews of people there saying that, no, that's an underground base, a military base, and like military is there with aliens. They're colluding on something. Some levels are built for aliens. Some are built for the military.
That's where what's-his-name said that.
And that's where the epic whistleblower, I guess, would be, was it Philip Schneider?
Philip Schneider, yeah.
Says he was in that base and... I can't remember the circumstances of how it happened, but he got in like a gunfight with these aliens, I guess, and he killed some. And in the process, he claims to have his hand laser beamed off. And his pictures, he's missing like half his thumb and two fingers.
Yeah.
And it doesn't look like he...
They're pretty clean.
When someone cuts their fingers on a saw, usually there's like their nubs, right?
Yeah.
But these are like, they look melted like in one stump.
Yeah, it's pretty strange. Let's talk about Philip Schneider again. We're going to do an episode just to him, but let's just remind people he whistleblowed about all this stuff and then he ended up dead.
Yeah, he did die.
And he was murdered.
I can't remember what it was, but it was mysterious circumstances of his death.
Yeah. So it's a...
There's like
unknown.
There's hours
force.
Of his confessions and
oh yeah. If you don't know Philip Schneider, look him up.
He seems a little nuts, but at the same time, he's super convincing.
Yeah, watch him. It's interesting stuff. Anyways, oh man, it's but good.
We have our American alien correspondent Hayden. He's looking into the Dolce base for us. He's going to send us some stuff.
Oh, so we're going to do a. We're going to.
Well, we're not. We won't have a dedicated. We'll probably do an underground base episode.
Yeah, this was supposed to be an underground base episode, but it kind of...
Well, we didn't We didn't have enough, really.
No, we didn't have quite enough to make it an all about underground bases.
Briefly touching on the Dolce bass. We don't want to spoil too much, but look into it because that's coming up sometime.
What else we got on the docket? Anything else?
I don't know. You ever heard of the Gaia or Gaia hypothesis?
No. G-A-I-A?
G-A-J-A?
Well, let's hear it.
G-A-I-Y-A?
No, I haven't.
Well, anyways, it's probably something you've thought of before, but you never gave it a name. It's about the universe is endless, right?
Yeah.
So it's just saying that because the human body is made up of so many cells, but most of those cells are made of bacteria.
Yeah.
And the bacteria is made up of other shit, which is made up of this, which is made up of molecules, which is made up of atoms, which is made up of protons, which is made up of quarks.
Yeah.
And like on and on it goes. So it's just like, what if the Earth is just a bigger cell?
Oh, that, I thought about
that
this.
That humans are just part of that, like we're the bacteria on the Earth.
Yeah.
The Earth is the bacteria of the galaxy and so on and so on. And there's just really no end.
Yeah. Infinitely big and infinitely small.
Mind-blowing. Oh, dear, Morgan Freeman.
Oh, my God. And then zoom out. I can't do it now. Zoom out. Watch, if you haven't watched, there's a great IMAX one. What is it called? Do you remember what it's called? Space?
It's from the 90s IMAX box set on DVD. Yeah,
Morgan Freeman's the narrator, and
we've talked about it on the podcast before.
Yeah, it's actually fucking awesome. Oh, man.
Anyways,
that's a mind-blowing theory. Like, I think about that all the time. And that's, I kind of talk about that, my theory, like, of, like the wormhole Earth is kind of gets onto that.
The wormhole Earth?
Yeah, talk about it on Case File 1 where it's like, it's infinitely small, it's like if you imagine it like,
right,
even though it's not like this, but the only way to picture it is like almost like a toilet paper roll, right? And you can fall in and it goes infinitely small, infinitely big, right? It's like I'll draw a picture of it for you one day. But right? Because you come out, it's infinitely big, and as you go onto the Earth, right? I use the what's that movie now? Oh, fuck, Matthew McConaughey is so good.
Interstellar.
Interstellar. You know how the wormhole's a three-dimensional sphere? Just like the Earth, right? And you fall into the Earth, you go in, you go infinitely small into the Earth, right? Just smaller, 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 smaller in
just
the
like
Earth.
Just like microscopic into
the
Earth.
Yeah, just keep going. So it's like the Earth would essentially be like a wormhole that things can fall into.
But what's on the other side? Same as a wormhole? We don't know.
I can't fathom an end. Like it just keeps going.
Yeah, it's great. I've been like looking at more like science stuff like that too. Like modern physics as we know it doesn't explain the whole universe. It doesn't explain antimatter, or it doesn't explain how matter has defeated antimatter in our like dimension. It doesn't explain like dark matter and dark energy.
It's crazy.
So it's just like, it's just a matter of time, probably in our lifetime. Like, we're pretty young still, so. Like, physics 200 years ago first started.
Yeah.
It's a relatively, like, short time frame for an idea. Like, some stuff takes hundreds and hundreds of years. So, eventually, I think, I've listened to a couple people talk about it now, that when this era of physicists die out, the guys who are, like, older now, who kind of refuse to change.
Yeah.
There's the up and coming is, like, a whole new idea of physics. And I think we're going to see some crazy changes. Nothing really that will probably affect us on our simple lives.
You think we'll see AI? Like a true AI?
Well, I think so. An intelligent computer who you can converse with, and it can reason.
And it can pass a Turing test or whatever it is to see if it's...
What's that again?
It's a test to see if it's a robot or not, I believe.
If it's gained artificial intelligence.
If you can tell it's a robot or not. And it's called the Turing test. Can't remember what it involves, but because I believe there's some form of AI. I mean, fuck, you got Watson fucking destroying everyone.
That's
on Jeopardy.
What I mean. Like that guy, that's the start.
Yeah.
That's just the start.
But that's what they show us, you know? Like, that's the AI that we see right now.
Oh, yeah, I hear that,
you know
what
I mean? So it's like, what's the AI behind the closed doors like?
Like, if that's AI yeah, publicly disclose, like someone made that and it's made public, what's going on in Area 51.
Yeah, like what kind of AI do they got there? What kind of
establishments have what?
Because I think that's going to be, I think that's not only going to leap us forward insanely, but I also think that's going to be the beginning of the end for us.
Skynet?
Not necessarily.
I don't think it's going to be the beginning of the... I think it's going to be the beginning. We're going to slowly just change.
I think that's our next evolutionary step is machine, right? I think we're going to be plugged in. We're going to leave our organic bodies behind and we'll cease to exist in a physical sense like this. We'll just live in the machine.
I think, yeah, our consciousness will just can be transferred to machine and we can think like a human... and act like a human, but we are robot.
Yeah.
We are mechanical in nature.
And you live forever. We just send probes out.
Because really, there's so many connections now with like nanotechnology, like brain to electrical signals. Our brain is just electrical signals, and we can store those on hard drives and back them up and back them up and back them up forever.
Man. What was that movie? It was a bad movie, Transcendence.
Oh, with Johnny Depp. He was like the computer.
So much promise, but then it just...
Yeah, but similar to that.
Yeah. I know. That's, I think, the next step for us because it's like everyone's like, oh, what are we evolved at? But I think that's our next evolutionary step is we create this endless life. Like that's...
Well, it's no secret
that lasts forever.
Human bodies are not... They're not fare well in space.
Yeah.
Machine?
Fuck yeah.
Why not?
Forever.
Timeless,
man.
In space.
Yeah. Just sun, solar energy.
You stick 100,000 human robots on the ship.
Fucking loom.
Even if we haven't found like wormhole travel, like to jump long distances, we just launch ourselves 1,000 light years, and in 1,000 years, everyone wakes up. You're in a new solar system, and you know.
I don't even think it would be like that. I don't think it would be if we had an AI enough that we eventually started downloading bodies. I don't even think it would be like you send 1,000 bodies. It would be like you send one
supercomputer.
It's just essentially a supercomputer, right? Maybe not even in the form of a body, maybe in the form of a ship or something. And it just has the whole human collective, almost like a hive mind.
I think
it's crazy.
I think we're onto something, but it's probably like, that's like a million year thing or something.
Well, you got to think though, because
it's going to start with humans are just going to use technology to become better and we'll still be human for a long time. I bet you we'll just be super smart. Be able to record your dreams and do all.
That'd
I'm
cool.
Waiting for the dream recorder. I've read a couple of things that they're on the verge of that, but when I hear something solid, I'll get back to you.
You know what, though? As much as that's cool, I bet it's going to be one of those things where if that ever happens and you watch your dream, you're going to be so fucking embarrassed at
or
the shit you're doing.
Scared or horrified or whatever.
Yeah, you're going to be like, what the fuck? Like, am I thinking at night? This is fucked up. And like the weird shit you do, like I'm sure like...
It's probably a reason you don't remember your dreams.
Yeah. It's fucking, you go to the dark places then.
But yeah, that's pretty much endless to think about, like the Gaia hypothesis.
That's cool. I didn't know that it had a name for it. I've definitely thought that before, the Gaia hypothesis.
I think everyone's kind of thought like the endless, like the infinite kind of style, but...
Yeah. We're just the cancer of the planet. So one
maybe
cell going wrong.
One
going
cell going
rogue.
One cell going wrong. The reptilians are the the white cell that's going to take us out.
They're trying to put us back on course. I think that's all we got. Did we get
that? You know, it turned into more than I thought we had. So, wait, what's the update on the shirts?
It's more so than we last talked. We have some designs.
No, the shirt, the winner, the t-shirt.
Yeah, yeah. But she's getting a shirt. We're getting shirts, and I'm going to have shirts available for everyone else to purchase.
Oh, you're going
to
buy. Oh, you're going to make a whole bunch of shirts.
We're getting a bulk order of shirts. So it's like we're just kind of waiting. Maybe 2 weeks. Maybe next payday, we'll buy the bulk order of shirts.
But just the one design to start. I think that'd be cool.
We actually have
a limited edition Alien Theorist Theorizing t-shirt.
Yeah, but we also have we're doing another AT t-shirt of a picture Andrew found, but we've modified it and it's an alien spaceship, and it just says cruising in the air in my UFO, probing the bitches, abducting the hosts.
Yeah, I've seen that too.
So we're gonna make that a shirt and throw some ATT shit on it, and we've been dazzling it, it.
I am gonna get started on an actual dedicated alien theorist theorizing website, so you'll be able to buy the shirts on there.
Well, we'll link
eventually.
Them. Yeah. Any other news? I'm trying to think. No one. I posted on. I feel like I like Skyping with our fans. I do, but we never like. We only really do it when we're in a studio, and then I always like put a message out, being like, "Yeah, we're on right now." But I don't think it's enough time for people who want to Skype us to Skype us. But then
that's
too hard.
That's part of the mystery.
Yeah, it's too hard to plan ahead.
We don't plan ahead.
Like honestly, it goes. We're gonna do one this week, and if like. It's a little different, actually, if we have a big topic like the Elisa Lam, the Dyatlov Pass, like those things we plan, and like there's a group of people who are all like, this is the day we're doing it. Ones like tonight, we kind of, everything kind of fell through all our other plans. So we just kind of were like, oh, we want to do one. So we
it's fun.
Got together. Shout outs, lots of love on Twitter always. Tattooed Bananas, who else has been giving us love recently?
Well, we have Afterburn 739s always,
always
on there,
pumping us up. I can't remember.
98 Problems Podcast.
Yeah, lots of other people giving us shit for taking 10 days off.
Fuck.
Even like as I, Nick the Coon was like, I messaged that we were in studio and he goes, does this mean a new podcast finally?
Yeah, Jesus. Like, no, we forgot to do this week. We forgot to do the question of the week.
Oh.
And there was a guy who sent it, but it got cut off at the end, so.
Oh, yes, questions of the week. We did get, send us your questions.
Send them now.
Next week we're going to do questions of the week. We'll answer them with Dan. So if you have a question for Dan.
Dan.
Someone's messaging me being like, you boys still on? And I'm like, yeah, man, it's Sean. Sean Drift, 370Z.
Okay, well, let's wrap it up, and if he's on there, we'll talk to him.
Okay, so follow us on Twitter, at Truth Is Out There. We just recorded an awesome new promo that you might be able to hear on some other podcasts.
Wait, let's put it at the end of this one just for fun.
Just for fun? Oh, we'll throw our promo.
That's it?
That's it. Like us on Facebook. Email us at...
MeteorRecording@gmail.com.
And this podcast is brought to you by meteor-recordings.com. Small room, big sound. And that's it for the week, I think. Well, no, it's not it for the week. We got another one going to record.
Got another one coming up.
Anyways, keep those eyes on the sky.
Do you see UFOs in the middle of the night?
Do you experience feelings of dread in your basement or attic?
Do you or your family like stories of crazy Russians or prolapse beeholes?
If the answer is yes... pick up your phone and download our podcast, Alien
Theorist
Theorizing.
Our podcast is available 24 hours a day to suit all your supernatural, alien, and conspiracy needs.
We're ready to believe you.
Download our podcast on iTunes, Alien Theorist Theorizing.
Follow us on Twitter at Truth Is Out There, T-H-U-R-R. Or like us on Facebook, Alien Theorist Theorizing.